Ignatius felt that it was very important to understand the scriptures. Scriptures were about real life. To him, much of the scripture and much of life was simply a call to notice what was happening around us. So join me in working with one scripture passage tonight. I will set the stage for you. When we meet Jesus in this story, he and his disciples have just come away from a difficult and trying time. John the Baptist had just been killed. Jesus himself had just experienced rejection in his hometown of Nazareth. And so, they were trying to get away for a while. But the crowds followed him there. It seemed that he could never have enough time for them. They kept coming to him, looking for more. They were hungry, hungry for his word, and hungry for food. He fed their needs right before this passage, the first multiplication of the loaves story. People found that with him, there was always enough, even more than enough. In this passage, we encounter Jesus after he dismissed the crowd. He's tired, and he's in great need of some time to himself. As you hear this passage read, I want you to just notice what words strike you and stay with them for a few minutes.
The apostles gathered together and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." Then he made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified. But at once he spoke with them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." He got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely astounded.